8, it's Voices from the Edge, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9, it's Press Watch, where Teresa Mitchell tells you the news you're not supposed to know. At 10, Flashpoints, investigative news radio with your host, Dennis Bernstein. At 11, it's Between the Covers, and tomorrow host David Naiman will be talking about My Red Heaven, a new novel written by Lance Olson. Then at 11:30, it's Words and Pictures, where you can hear conversations with pioneering animators and comic artists. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm or use our mobile app and click on Donate. Stay tuned for our very own News from the Boo coming up next.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO, whether it's inside or around or just about KBOO. I am your host, Jenny Yokoyama, one of your interim station co-managers. Thanks for tuning in with me tonight. And last week, if you turned into News from the Boo, then you know that it was me and my fellow co-station manager, Celeste, talking all about how awesome it is to wash your hands. Well, I'm going to touch on that just a little bit more. We're also going to be talking about what's coming up here at KBOO on there. We're going to talk about some cancellations we've had as a result of, well, the situation happening outside of KBOO, and talk about some of our trainings and what we're doing. We got some job openings, so we're going to talk about lots of things. So if you are a volunteer here at KBOO, then maybe you've seen how I plastered the station with this letter that says, "Attention all KBOO volunteers, important, please read." So I'm just going to go over some of those points really, really quick. Point number one says, please wash your hands at KBOO before signing in. That's right. There's that sink right there when you first walk in. We always have that bottle of hand sanitizer at the front. How about skip the bottle of hand sanitizer and go straight to the hot soap and water? And we got paper towels there for you. Just wash your hands. Leave the outside world out there and come into KBOO nice and hand wash refreshed. And we also ask that you ask your guests to wash their hands when they first come in when greeting them in the lobby. And then when you're greeting them in the lobby, how about point number two? Avoid shaking hands. I know this has been talked about all over, and a lot of people are starting to do that elbow bump, or they're doing the shoe bump. And I'm going to give the suggestion that people just sort of avoid the things that are actually contacting one another, because I'm a little bit weirded out. This is just me, Jenna, talking, that we're being told to turn on and off light switches with our elbow, but we're all supposed to be greeting each other with our elbows. And then some people, I see them sneezing and coughing into their elbows. There's too much happening around the elbow. Too much happening with elbow. We put too much demand on the poor elbow. So my suggestion is avoid shaking hands and instead wave. Just, you know, a friendly hello, or do a long distance high five. I am a personal fan of Demolition Man, the movie. Demolition Man, the movie. For all of you who've seen that, they do this high five where you almost high five, but you don't actually touch. Yeah. So if you haven't seen that, go Google Demolition Man high five. It works. And I've also seen people suggesting the Vulcan, you know, hand salute. So there's all sorts of things people can do. Just say hi. People are very understanding. I've definitely had people extend their hand to me here while I'm at the station. I say, you know what? We're just sort of avoiding shaking hands right now. And they say, oh, yeah, me too. Hey. And then they wave. And, you know, it's sort of our lives these days. So please avoid. Point number three, if you don't feel well, even with just a mild cold or flu symptoms, please stay home. And if you are going to stay home, please just let the appropriate staff member know that you won't be in. For example, if you're a programmer and you're not going to be able to make your show, just let them know, hey, I have a cold, can't come in. Bring your own mug. That's point number four. communal mugs, dishes, and utensils are no longer in the kitchenette. That's what we were talking about last week. But coffee, hot water, the things are all still available. We just need you to bring your own mug. We do have some disposable mugs, not many, or cups. We have disposable coffee cups available, and we are trying to save those for our guests only. Just because we're trying to stay healthy doesn't mean that we also want to be making more trash. So just like you bring your own bag when you go to the grocery store these days, get in the habit of bringing your own mug. And that way you can still take advantage of all of our free coffee and tea, and you can still, you know, share a mug with your fellow volunteers and your guests. But just make sure you bring your own. And then another point that I think is really important is to check your privilege and have compassion. There's been a lot of dismissive talk towards other people's worries around the station. And I don't think people mean anything in a sort of ill will sort of fashion, but I think sometimes people forget that just because something isn't high risk for you doesn't mean it isn't potentially life-threatening or very high risk for somebody else. So please be sympathetic to others who may have concerns for reasons different than your own. Let's help care for one another's needs and not dismiss them, right? Yeah, so check that privilege. Then the other thing is to wash your hands often using soap and warm water. Hand sanitizer is nice, but it does not compare to hand washing at all. So we have 3 sinks in the station. Utilize one of them very, very frequently. Use all 3 sinks. Use all the sinks and all the paper towels. And just make sure that you are washing your hands. And then also, I will say, in addition to washing your hands, especially if you're a programmer, if you're a board op, and you're one of those people who are, you know, touching the microphones and touching the things, we do have wipes around the station. Go ahead, help us keep KBOO healthy. Wipe down things, you know, if you're seeing a keyboard and you're like, I'm going to touch that. Might as well help us by washing that down. So in the land of things happening outside of KBOO affecting what's happening inside KBOO. Unfortunately, a remote broadcast that we were having coming up on March 21st has been canceled. The Negative Land remote broadcast that we were going to be airing here on KBOO unfortunately has been canceled over, coronavirus and how they are suggesting that large events be canceled. So we will not be airing that. But here at KBOO, we have not canceled things yet on our end. We are still very much moving forward with classes. We're still moving forward with our spring drive that's coming up in a few weeks. We might have to modify some things. We might need to start teaching some of our classes remotely. We might need to be doing certain things, you know, in order to accommodate what's happening outside of the station. But things are still happening because this is your community radio station. And especially during this time, it's so important that we keep making radio, because we know that our listeners really want to hear from communities, especially at a time of uncertainty and when people want to be hearing those voices, those familiar voices. So if you are a volunteer and you're, especially if you're a programmer and you're saying, hey, you know, I still really want to be doing my show, but it's not a good idea for me to be coming into the station right now, please contact your staff member or program director and let them know that you need some help recording your show remotely. If you don't need any help recording your show remotely, then just do it. You know, go ahead, talk to your staff member, let them know that that's what you're going to be doing. Come up with a plan with them for how you're going to be pre-recording your show and turning in that audio remotely so that your show can still very much happen, because we know your listeners want to listen to you even if you're not able to come into the station at this time. And then if you're one of our volunteers who maybe usually can't come into the station, you're like, but hey, this is really interesting because I can actually do things remotely and I'm not always able to come down to the station. Maybe you're one of those people who likes to edit and you have that capability to do that remotely. please contact our programming department. You can contact our program director at program@kboo.org or public affairs director, publicaffairs@kboo.org, or our news director, newsdirector@kboo.org, and let them know. Say, hey, I'm an editor. How can I help out other KBOO volunteers who maybe, you know, they need some help editing their show because they're finally recording their show for the first time ever remotely. And this is going to be a team effort. So if you are one of those volunteers, definitely let our staff know. So other things that are happening here at KBOO, we are hiring. We are hiring a volunteer and outreach coordinator. Applications are due Saturday, March 21st by 5 p.m. This is a full-time position. It's a non-exempt position. And the general description for this is to manage KBOO's volunteer program. And they are responsible for the day-to-day coordination of off-air volunteers. And this position is a member of the program operating team. So if you think you got those skills and experience, go ahead and apply for that. You can find more information about that job on our employment page, which is at kboo.fm/employment. And we also just posted another job opening for our data coordinator. This is a part-time position that has up to 17 hours a week. The deadline to apply is Tuesday, March 24th. And so go ahead and go also onto our website to see the full data details for the data coordinator. The general description for that position is to support KBOO's fundraising activities by organizing donor information, tabulating contribution and campaign totals, and maintaining KBOO's database. Experience with Donor Perfect is preferred. So both of those positions, our data coordinator and our volunteer and outreach coordinator, both those positions are listed at kboo.fm/employment. Okay, classes that are still coming up. I know people are wondering if classes are still happening here at the station. They are, for now, still happening at the station. If they do need to go remote, then that will happen at a later time. But for now, all these classes are still being held here at KBOO Community Radio. So we have a field recording class happening on Friday, March 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. Then we have interviewing techniques. That's on Friday, March 20th at 10:30 a.m. And then writing for radio. That's Thursday, March 19th from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. We have our next board op training is happening on Friday, March 20th at 4 p.m. And then advanced digital editing is Thursday, March 19th at 7:30. We have an FCC legal class, that ever so important class, especially if you want to become a programmer here at KBOO. That's happening on Friday, March 13th, this Friday at 2 p.m. And then we have next Monday, on Monday, March 16th at 4:30, we have an anchoring class. That's anchoring for the news, one of my favorite things to do. So all those classes are still very much happening here at KBOO Community Radio. Go ahead, go onto our website for more details. And if we ever have a change in how we need to be teaching our classes due to needing to have some social distancing, then we will let you all know via our website.
Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The events committee meets the third Monday of every month at 5 o'clock p.m.
KBOO is hiring a data coordinator. Our data coordinator supports KBOO's fundraising activities by organizing donor information, tabulating contributions and campaign totals, and maintains KBOO's database. Experience working with Donor Perfect preferred. The deadline to apply is Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. For a full job description and more information on how to apply, see our website at kboo.fm/employment. KBOO is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring an